Shine Together. Die Coca-Cola-Gläser von McDonald's sind zurück. Jetzt ein Glas gratis zu jedem Mac-Menü. Nichts Mac-Menü Small, nur solange der Vorrat reicht.
BBC Sounds. Music, Radio, Podcasts.
You're listening to Wednesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
That's it, Precious. You're used to this now, aren't you?
I didn't think I'd be taking blood from this old cat again.
That's not a very nice way to speak to you, is it, Fifi? You are mature and wise, not an old cat.
I told the owner just before Christmas to prepare herself for the worst.
Looks like there's a lot more living left to do in this one.
I should have never said anything. Must have upset the owner for nothing. I mean, it's May now and she's still here. But her last blood showed her kidney disease had moved to stage 4, and at 16... Oh, if you can just hold her mouth shut for me, please, Denise.
You wouldn't bite Alistair, would you, Fifi?
Apparently, she's running up and down the stairs and scowling at the birds again.
And Alistair's still got some life in him as well, you know, Fifi. You should see him dancing.
Oh, Denise.
What? Fifi's not going to tell anyone, is she? I've seen it with my own eyes, anyway.
Well, I don't think you'll be seeing it again.
Don't say that. I rather liked it.
Look, I know you said on Monday that you were fine about what happened on Friday, but...
Aren't you?
I've actually been feeling a bit, well, uncomfortable about what happened.
What almost happened, you know?
Yes, what almost happened.
So what makes you feel uncomfortable?
Well, it all just seemed to... Oh, damn, she moved. Can you hold her steady?
It's all right, sweetheart. It's nearly over.
Thanks.
There really is nothing to feel uncomfortable about. The only thing I can't stop thinking about is what would have happened if Joy and Azra had come in a few moments later.
In a church of all places.
You just need to watch where you're putting that needle, Alistair.
Right, yeah, thanks.
Maybe we should both just focus on the task at hand.
See what happens when we get in a run together?
That's it now, Fifi. All done.
Sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up. It's not appropriate when we're at work. But, I will understand if you don't want it to happen again. I just wanted to say that.
Well, I wouldn't understand.
Wouldn't you?
No, I wouldn't.
Good. Because neither would I.
Maybe we just need to choose the time and place next time.
Right. Well, yeah. That's agreed, then.
It is. Agreed. So, all you need to do now is... pass me the cat basket.
Is he ready to start exercising yet?
I think controlled exercise first.
Yeah, over poles?
Yeah, try 8 poles to start in a circle, keep him on a lead rein, then gradually build up the footwork.
Okay, well, I'll start it this afternoon.
Great, I can check in on him as part of the routine rounds next time. There's no need for a special visit.
Great. Maybe you don't need to check up on me every day from now on?
Sorry, I just want to make sure you're okay.
I am, thank you. It's all fine.
After the other day, we agreed that...
You'd make sure I wasn't drunk in charge of a horse or
Alice,
a child.
Please, we agreed I'd check in on how you were doing.
I know, I'm teasing you, Jakob.
I'm not trying to upset you.
You haven't upset me.
Good. We did agree, though, didn't we?
We did, yes.
Because I'm still not happy keeping this from Kate.
But now you can see I'm coping fine. It's all good, isn't it?
And you called your buddy Lisa?
I did, yeah.
Oh, that's good. And you're in regular contact with her again?
Oh, stop worrying, Jakob. I'm sure you've a busy schedule today. I don't want to keep you here longer than you need to be.
But you've felt it help talking to her?
It always does, yes.
Good, good. As long as what she said was helpful.
Do you want a coffee, Jakob?
A coffee?
Yeah, I'm going to have a coffee.
You do understand why I'm checking, don't you?
Look, if I tell you what Lisa said... maybe you'll be able to relax a little and stop worrying so much about me.
Fifi's owner was telling Paul all about her miracle cat.
What's Paul doing now?
Going through the invoices for the farm visits.
That might take some time.
Do you need him?
No, no. And Jakob, do you know where he is?
Next door at the stables.
Good.
He was saying he thinks he might need to have a word with the Grundys. about Bartleby.
Really?
Doesn't think it's good for an old pony to be paraded like that, to have all that attention by people who don't know him. I think it's cruel. Don't you?
No.
No?
Sorry, what did you say?
Is there something on your mind, Alistair?
Well, I don't want to be presumptuous, but...
We've probably passed that stage.
Yes. Well, I don't know why I'm acting like this. I just need to come out with it.
Yes, you do.
Right, well, do you have any plans for this evening?
Why?
Oh, you're going to make this hard for me, aren't you?
What do you have in mind?
Well, Dad is going out for the evening. A rare overnight away. So I have Greenacres all to myself, and I thought...
While the Dad's away, the kids will play.
I wondered if it might be a good chance to have some time alone together. Uninterrupted time.
I'd love to.
You would?
Yes, but...
But?
I'll need to think up a reason to tell John why I'm going out.
Right, yeah.
Although, I doubt he'll even notice.
So, you'll come for dinner?
I'm pretty sure it's one of his cycling nights. If not, I'm sure I can think of a friend who might be in need of some unexpected comfort.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's a strong coffee.
Oh, sorry. Is it too strong?
It's perfect.
Auntie Lillian only allows extra strong coffee in this office. She won't even let tea bags through the door because there's not enough caffeine in them.
Kate's trying to get me to switch to decaffeinated.
Mm.
She's on another one of her campaigns.
Well, I promise I won't tell her that I'm leading you astray.
So, what exactly did Lisa say? Unless it's private, of course.
Well, it is, really.
I'm not trying to pry.
No, I know you're not.
But you did tell her that you'd had a drink, didn't you?
Of course, yeah.
And what did she say?
About me having a drink?
Yeah.
Well, she said that I'm an alcoholic, Jakob, so having a drink is the least surprising thing I might tell her.
Oh, right.
It's what alcoholics do.
I thought that...
But I need to remember and to focus on how long I went without a drink.
Yeah, you've been doing so well, haven't you?
Yeah, I had. And it's better to focus on that, isn't it? Rather than fixating on the one relapse.
And that's what Lisa said?
Yeah, and that I need to keep reminding myself of that.
Well, I can see the logic there.
I've done it before, so I can do it again. And I will do it again.
Well, you proved you can.
Exactly.
She's being supportive, then?
Yes, she is. And she thinks it's best we speak at least once every day at the moment.
Good. Well, that sounds good.
I am really sorry about the takeaway. I had every intention of wooing you with my culinary skills.
I have heard that excuse before, you know.
I was, I swear. Thought the whole evening was ruined when they brought that dog in. I think Paul thought I was being cruel the speed I got the fluids into the animal.
It was good of him to stay late.
And to check the dog through the night. You've raised a wonderful son there.
Yeah. He's a good person, isn't he?
He is. Just like his mother. Top up.
I think we've almost finished that bowl.
I can open this other one.
Why not?
I'm not lying about my culinary skills, by the way. My risotto should not be missed.
You'll have to prove it to me next time.
I will.
Are you planning on staying here at Greenacres? Living with Jim?
Well, it's certainly not where I thought I'd be living at this stage in my life. But sometimes options become very limited, don't they?
Best laid plans.
After the divorce and not always having made the best choices where finances were concerned in the past.
Well, I bet Jim loves having you here.
Well, I've never actually heard him say that.
Some things don't need to be said, do they?
No, they don't. But yeah, I think it's probably been good for both of us. I've got to know him in a way I simply didn't before. I wouldn't have missed these last few years with him.
Oh, that's lovely.
I think I'd worry if I wasn't living with him now. I make sure he's okay. Support him. Not that he seems to need it. And with my sister living so far away, it's worked out well for all of us.
It's often the things we don't expect to that work out best.
It's only ever supposed to be a temporary place to live, though. probably why I've never bothered to put my stamp on it.
It does feel like Jim's house.
It does, doesn't it?
Good music, though.
Oh, Dad's got great taste.
This wine is delicious.
Busted again.
Oh, won't he be angry you're drinking his expensive wine?
No. He said we could drink whatever we wanted.
Does Jim know that I'm here tonight?
Yes. Sorry, he won't tell anyone.
That wasn't what I meant.
What did you mean?
I'm starting to get the feeling that Jim might have had a hand in tonight's arrangement. Staying at Ambridge Hall is a bit odd, isn't it? I mean, it's just down the road.
He's practising his sleuthing skills.
Alistair.
It's more like Dad supporting me, isn't it? Denise, we could, only if you wanted to, that is, we could go somewhere more comfortable.
I think I'm going to say no.
Oh, I thought...
And you'd have thought right, but I'm just not getting the vibe right now.
I should probably have moved the board games out of the way, shouldn't I?
Might have been a good move.
And Dad's slippers.
Definitely. I think we can do a bit better than this. Somewhere where we can't feel Jim's eyes in the back of our heads, maybe. And I think I know just the place.
Oh?
It's not too far away, but far enough.
I'd have to call a taxi if I had far too much to drink.
Slow down, I don't mean tonight.
Oh, right, of course.
Are you a good swimmer?
I
know this gorgeous hotel with the most amazing pool.
Really? Near here?
I love to swim.
Do you?
I used to swim for the county in my younger days, I'll have you know.
Another thing I didn't know about you.
So, I'll book the hotel and we can really relax and get away from it all.
Sounds perfect.
Does Sunday work for you? John's away that night.
Sunday's good for me.
Sunday it is, then. You might have to miss the maypole dancing at Lower Lockley, though.
I think I'll be able to tear myself away.
Really? But I thought you loved dancing.
Yeah, all right.